ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Sanhedrin Daf Kuf is the sugya of Apikiris. We start on the Gemara, the end of Sadik Tesamit Beis. That's the Eschala, the sugya of Apikiris. Before we start the sugya, just a couple of hagdama b'inyan apikiris. What is the pirish amila apikiris? As Rashi in Ervin da Samech Gimlam and Aleph says, is meduyik that the pirish is a mechutzef, chutzpah. Is an apikiris is someone who has chutzpah. Pirish HaMishnayish says it means he's mezalzel, which is also the same thing as chutzpah. As Lefisa, when the Gemara says Apikiris is someone who's Mefazah Talmud Chacham, the Gemara in Tzadik Tesmei Beis Daf Kuf Amir Aleph brings a whole bunch of siurim. Apikiris means somebody who's Mezalzel, who's Mechatzif Klapi Tamidei Chachamim. The Yad Ramah and the Maral, they learn the word Apikiris is Miloshin, the Shirish is Miloshin Hefker. This is Apikar, Hefker. As the Ramah says, two knechim in the Pirish of Hefker. Number one, he's Mavker Atzmoy La'Avera. Void by Mevaza Talmud Chacham. He says what it means is, he's Mavker the covet of the Talmud Chacham. The Maral explains the Hefker in a different knech. He says he's Noyik Yilu the Oilam is Hefker, and there's no one who's on top of him. Could do whatever he wants. Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapi other people, Tamidei Chachamim. He does what he wants. Meisen, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Ches, lists off as one of the tzir of the Apikiris, is Misha Oimer, Sheina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedeya, Meise Bnei Adam. Mamish like this maral, that he's kilo, the world is hefka, you could do what you want. Oynish of Apikiris as number one, what it says in the Mishnah, she'ein lechilek la'ilam haba. Stas alein is a chomedik oynish b'yoyser. Number one, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin, the Rambam brings it la'loch and Shuba perigimel la'loch avav. That's moisif nochich nech to the oynish. Not only does he not have chilek la'ilam haba, but the needle al goydem risham la'olmei oylamim. The Hainu Bimkoim, Elam Habal, and Netzach Netzachim, as for Chalila, the Nenish Ba'inchim, the Netzach Netzachim. Ramam Grad says it on our Mishnah, on all the Kitim that are in the Mishnah, not just on Apikiris, a Chelik of them are moving the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What's the Makar that Ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba? The Braise and Avsadik test, as it's a Dvar Hashem Boza. See over here the Chaimer Einish in these in Yanim. Not only in them Chilik Loilam Habis, Einish is Einitz Nitzri, Kamatzarch Lizarbis, Achad Podim. What is an Apikiris? As the Gemara over here in the Banam Asadik Tesamit Beis, Ad Kufamir Aleph says it's a Mavaza Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara brings a bunch of siurim, Eza Oifin, Zimavaze Talmud Chacham. Rather, in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, in that Gemara we quoted, it says that his Einish is Menetzach Netzachim. Rashi saying it's going on the Pikiris of the Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara over here. He's learning Rashi here, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. As you would learn in Apikiris, there's someone who's Mufaza Talmud Chacham, like it's Mavur in the Gemara. The Shaila is in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, there's a Chiddush. The Rambam says, what is an Apikiris? He's bringing down the Mishnah, the Elu Sheilam Chelek Loilam Haba. And he says, Apikiris, someone who's Kaifa bin Avua, and Hashem is Medabal Bnei Adam. He's Kaifa bin Avua, Smoish Rabbeinu. He says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Maisa Bnei Adam. As the Rambam is saying, that an Apikiris is a Kaifa. Which is really the standard Nusuch, the way people use Apikiris. Mizman Hazeh is on a Kaifa, like the Rambam. As the Keshev Mishnah, yes, on the Rambam, two Shailas. Frek the Keshev Mishnah, Harei the Gemara over here. So it's a different pshat. Because what does the Rambam bring, Siurim, that it doesn't say in the Gemara? Aleph. Beis. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the Siurim of the Gemara? In the Rambam's being mefarish, the Mishnah is a koifer. Right? The Gemara says a different pirish. What's pshat in the Rambam? That's frek the Kesef Mishnah. Let's be miyashiv the Rambam. Miyashiv and two halakim. The first shayla is, why is the Rambam mefarish apikiris different than the Gemara? As the Miri in the Mishnah says that MS, the tzir that the Rambam brings, that's the Pashat of Shan and Apikiris. And Bez Hashem, we'll see in other places in Shas, that's the meaning of Apikiris. Now, the Gemara held that such an Apikiris, that's a Koifer Mamish, thus is Pashat, that the Mishnah doesn't have to say. Avadi is Nichlal and Koifim, Koifer B'tchias HaMesim, Avadi is Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. As if the Mishnah is saying Apikiris, the Gemara learned that the Mishnah must be Marbet Seer, which is a Mechudish Dika Apikiris. They would have thought it's not Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Is that the Gemara says is a Mevaza Talmud Chacham. As the Fizeh, the Miri is a Mevteach to open up the Rambam, to understand the Rambam. That there's two kinds of Apikiris. So Mevada, the standard Apikiris, is a Kaifer. The Gemara over here is saying there's nacha meaning in Apikiris klapi ein lechelik loilam haba. As the Makar of the Rambam that you find the word Apikiris used on a koifer, l'chayr is the Gemara navoy dezara dav chavav amid beis. That the Rambam builds the Hilchos Hatzeach perik dalet hayocha yud. That gvaldiga chiddush in the Gemara, the way the Girsa of the Rambam is in the Gemara. Rishonim that a Koyrus like the Rambam argues is rather not that way. Although the Gersus HaRambam in the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah to be Hoyrig and Apikiris. Somebody who's Apikiris, and there's certain people, let's say somebody who's a Gazlan, it says if they fall into a bar, as you're not Maleh, but you don't push him into a bar, there's no mitzvah to kill him. Somebody who steals, not a Gazlan Berega Echad, somebody who's a Mumal, a mitzvah Echad, he's always over on it. Somebody who's a apikiris lefi the Rambam mitzvah lahargai lefi the noisai labar. Because what's an apikiris that's mitzvah lahargai? Rambam says over there is a misha koifer betayra umnevua. He doesn't say misha mevaza talmud chacham. Why doesn't he say mevaza talmud chacham? Like we'll see, he says over here, like the Gemara over here. And there, the Rambam learned that mitzvah lahargai is only by these people that are koifrim, that they're sakana to other people, that they chas v'chalila cause people to go off also like them, as then mitzvah lahargai. But I'm a vazat talmud chacham, there's no mitzvah lahargai. Another dogma in the Rambam is the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, Perik Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet, passing that Bikiris has a din of a goy. And Shchita is Nevela. Ba'idapam, the Rambam over there, when he says Dinai Kigai, the Rambam says an Apikiris is a Koifer. Do you get the Rambam? The Ravaza Talmud Chacham is saying Dinai Kigai. As Lefize is doch Mamish Mavuam Oy the Rambam. Nahainu, there's two dinam of Apikiris. The din Apikiris Kigoi, the din Apikiris that is mitzvah lahargoi. Das is a din by Koifer Mamish, Koifer Nevua, Koifer Moshe. He says, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Yedei Amaisa Bnei Adam. And then there's noch a din, Mevaza Talmud Chacham. There's a Mevaza Talmud Chacham that is in Lechelik La'ilam Haba. That's under the sugya. So you're saying it, the Rebusa, the Rafilu ain't lechelik loylam haba, as a din apikiris klapi ain't lechelik loylam haba. Abavada, the other din apikiris, which is a goy b'chol davar avada, he's also ain't lechelik loylam haba. But this is Miyashiv, the first shaila. Where's the mucker of the Rambam? Why didn't the Gemara say this here? Because these are pasha. Now the shaila shnia the Kesef Mishnah. Why didn't the Rambam bring down a Mavaza Talmud Chacham? The MS is the Rambam does bring it down in the Hemshech of the Perek in Halacha Yud Dalit, The Rambam brings down the Ravaza Talmud Chacham is Einoi Chelik La'olam Haba. Now, L'chayra, the Kesef Mishnah saw it. And the Kesef Mishnah means, why does he bring it separately? As the Bemis, if you look at the Rambam explains, because this din of Ravaza Talmud Chacham is Chalik, it's more kal. Kodim Kol, the Rambam says, it's not as chomer as a koifer. A koifer is an avera chamura. Masha'en gain this is an avera kal. He's also ein lechelik loylam haba, but it's not as chomer. Vo'oid, the Rambam says a chiddush, that it's only someone who's ruggle bekach. Meaning, somebody once in a while is mafazet tamut chacham, but he's not ruggle bekach, as he's ein lechelik loylam haba. It has to be someone that his habit is to be mafazet tamid lechachamim. Lefi says, "Doch zeh gishmak," meaning the way the Miri set up the Mishnah is "Doch mamish nifledig," meaning the Mishnah is saying, "Apikoy is saying lechelik loylam haba," just going on koyfrim. The Gemara says, "Vishetei lecha." The Mishnah was knocking its eler booster that there's another kind of an apikoyris which is more kal taka, has different gedarim, but that's also an ein lechelik loylam haba. What is an apikoyris? Rashi over here, just the Gemara is Pashas Mashma one way, and the Rambam Kilu opens our eyes that there are other sugyas of Apikiris also. The Gemara is here handling the Apikiris of Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba, Apikiris of Koifer, that's also Nichlal in the Mishnah. This is Shari Tshuva in Shah Shlishi, Nois Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches, is Marech on the in those way the Sharish Shuv is Marech on the Kitim She'inam Chelik Loilam Haba. So from the 10th of the worst Averis, meaning he lists off levels, the first one Darabanan, the second one Essay, the third one Lav, Chomer of the Averis, as this is the 10th highest Chomer de Gavera, 10th level, Zeinu Chelik Loilam Haba, as he brings down the Gemara of Bizei Talmud Chacham, explains the chesaron of Bizei Talmud Chacham, why the oynish is so chomer. As he says, because when there's kovet tamidei chachamim, as everyone will want to be oved Hashem, they want to follow in the footsteps of the Talmud Chacham, and they want to listen to Talmud Chacham. But when people are mevazet tamidei chachamim, number one, people won't listen to them, they won't be able to be mashpia. Number two, people won't want to be a Talmud Chacham. Say, aye, people are going to mechaven to be a Talmud Chacham l'shem kovod. Aye, you should want to be l'shma, as Zakhtar Ben Yaina. We all know you should be loymed shalai l'shma, mitaych shalai l'shma, ba l'shma. V'aid, Zakhtar Ben Yaina, habe, when they see the kovod of Talmud Chachamim, it'll be ma'ira them to do it l'shma, because I see the specialness of a person who learns Torah. Somebody is mevazeh Talmud Chacham, he's doing the hepech mizeh. And he speaks out over there, that's the goydel achet of kavod rishayim also. Now a person's being mechavod rishayim, he's doing the hepech, he's married to people, it's g'day to be a rasha, chas v'chalila. So he speaks out in Ois Kuf Mem Tes and Kuf Nun Beis. And Ois Kuf Nun Tet Nun Ches in the Hemshech is Ma'ir Nachanakuda in Bizei Talmidei Chachamim. He says that it's a Chil HaTorah and it's a Chil Hashem to the Torah itself. And like he started off this Kitim, that our Ikur in this world, the Tachlis is to be Mechavad Hashem V'Torasai. Somebody who's Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim is showing you that Torah is not Mechuvit. So Mele, this is a Chil Hashem Godol, because that's the reason why his Oynish is Kol Kach Chomer, that he's Ein Lechelik Oylam Haba. This is the Rabbeinu Yaine in the Tamim. What's the Chomer Shabbai? Lemaisa Lemanu, what the Pirish Amile is, the Oynish is, what is an Apikiris, and what's the Tam, why it's Kol Kach Chomer. Okay, now we'll go into the Guf HaSugya to be Mefarish Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in the bottom of Sadik Tesamid Beis brings down a chiddush. If you one man the yama, the Ravaz Chaveri b'fnei Tamid Chacham is also ein lechelik la'ilam haba. The shaila is why. What did he do? As the Shari Chayvin Shuva in Shai Gimel Eis Kuf Nun Hey, as an interesting pshat in the Gemara, he says that Enochinami, he wasn't mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself, but if you mechavet a person, as you're not mevaza someone else in front of him also, as it shows that he doesn't have the proper hider to a Talmud Chacham. And on that, you also lose your chelik in Olam Haba. That not only for the Bizayin, but Chasarn and Kavod also is Gairim to lose Olam Haba. It's a very big Chiddush. You have to be careful when we deal with Talmidei Chachamim not to do anything in front of them which is not Matim. The Kesef Mishnah is Medayik the Rambam and Tshuva Perigimel Halacha Yudalid. He doesn't bring this. He only says Mevaze Talmud Chacham. Sitainas that he paskins not like this man the Yoma. The Loikir Beinu Yoina. Move on to Daf Kuf. The Gemara says in two places in Sadik Tesamid Beis Daf Kuf that one of the problems is he says Mayahani Le Rabbonon. So Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim, what do the Talmidei Chachamim help us? Or he says, Hani Rabbanon, those Rabbanon. As we see how careful you have to be when you speak on Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim and L'chayr B'nei Torah too. The people that use words like parasites, Chas V'Shalom, people they suck money, they should go to work. To be very, very careful when you speak on them. We know that a person is allowed to be a Talmud Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maspik lo yayidei acherim. It's not an hoga bezuya faker. He's doing something roi. He's mysterious nefesh. He wishes he could have a matzah where he wouldn't have to come on to others. But he's willing to do that today to be loymed the Torah of Hashem, as he gets credit for doing something special. We should look down upon him for it. Inishvi, we should talk about it. And when we disagree with things that Talmidei Chachamim do, because lemaisa there are kolam, the mashal, if Reva Netziva holds one way and Amir holds another way, as we go bus on the Reiv, Abba, Reiv Talmidei Chachamim hold one way and the mir hold one way, as halacha is mir v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. But you don't have to be mevaza the mir just because they said something that you don't hold of. You should never be mevaza anyone that says something just because you don't hold of it. Yeah. But when you mevaza Talmud Chacham, this is very chomer. So a little bit of a shayla in the leading of Bizli Talmidei Chachamim, Chafetz Chaim says a chiddush, and that being that the inyan is al schil Hashem, let's say there's someone that the velt holds of is a Talmud Chacham, and he's not a Talmud Chacham, but the velt holds of he's a Talmud Chacham, so you have to be careful how he acts also. You shouldn't make a chil Hashem, because he's chas v'shalom doing a chil Hashem gadol. In this inyan, Mevaza Talmud Chacham, even if Lamashal, you know a person that people think is a Talmud Chacham, but you know the truth that he's not really a Talmud Chacham. If you're going to say to people that think he's a Talmud Chacham bad things, L'chayr, that's also a bizay of a Talmud Chacham. And not everyone's going to believe you that he's not a Talmud Chacham, and even if you explain it to them. Of course, again, if you don't explain it to them, but yes, Yeshla Stapik, not being machlik. I knew someone who developed his machzik as a Talmud Chacham. Are you allowed to be mevaza? It'll cause a chil Hashem. In the time of the Rebbeinu Yainu, you're still making a chil Hashem. People think he's a Talmud Chacham. The Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Ruchim used to say, Bnei Torah Shebedar, the Bnei Yeshiva Shebedar, people look at them like they're Talmidei Chachamim. Yeshiva, you have to be careful when you speak about Bnei Yeshiva also, if it's speaking about them in a way that causes a Chil Hashem. This din of Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to be a Baki B'Kol Torah Kula and be able to be Oine B'Kol Makom to have a din of a Talmud Chacham. Whatever is near a Chil Hashem, a person should be careful for. Because we're not being Machlet Din Yanim, being Ma'ir, Kedai Lizar, Tzarech Shelus Rav. One of the things is a Koyra L'Rabbah Bishmai. The Gemara is Mavur. It's even when it's not Befanav, because Gechsi called Elisha by his name, even when he wasn't Befanav. The Rambam in Mamrim Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, is Moisif, that even B'Moisai. Ramon Yeridei and Simon Reishman Bey, Sifkot and Tezvav, says that if he says a shame shall covet before Rabbi, it's Mutter. And like Rashi says in our sugya, that if you call him Avi, if you call him Moiri, and then you say the name, it's Mutter. The Makor of the Kesef Mishnah brings down in Perikei Halacha Hei, is Mimashi Yeshua Amma Doini Moshe Kiloyim. If you want to stand with the machane, Bamidvoy Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches, as Yeshua said to Moshe, Adoni Moshe Kilayim. How could he say Moshe? It's his Rebbe. Because he called the Adoni, he called him a Lashon Shel Kavod. That's the Makor of Rashi, that when you give a title of Kavod to your Rebbe, then you're allowed to say his name. Especially Chuvan Sifkot Yud brings a raya from over here, that over here Yeshua said it in front of Moshe. As you see, the heter, when you call him with the shame shall covet, is even Befano. Mashal, if your Rebbe's name is Moshe, you're allowed to say Rev Moshe when Rev Moshe is in front of you. Because over here he called him Adoni Moshe, Kiloyim. She brings a shach, which holds not that way, although the raya is a starker raya. Afterwards, the Gemara brings a story of Liglig Oyser Talmud. Rabbi Yechanan was darshan on the Shar of Yerushalayim, Asad Lavai. It was going to be made from beautiful stones. Muska, you see the Schar Asida, the Goydel Aschar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sadikim, the Yoifi of just the Sharim of Yerushalayim, how beautiful they'll be, and not to watch, to see. Again, the Yoifi of Yerushalayim itself, Veha Yofer, Mesois Kol Noer, which will be Bez Hashem B'mheira. There was a Talmud who didn't believe that what Rabbi Yechanan was dashing, that they're going to be stones that are so big. And at the end, it says that he was Nosem Ba'enav Umeis. As the Drash Saran in Josh Hamishi says, you see over here that Amol Chazal Darshan tremendous things in the Schar Shel Asad Lavoi. So a person could wonder, could it really be? Could it really happen? Such special things, such miyuchadiga things. As the Ran says, you see over here, really you have to be careful that even what Chazal is darshaning in Agoda, afilu hachi, if you're not maimin, you have a din of an apikairis. And he says that's the reason why he was Hergoy, like we saw in the Ramarit Zeich Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Pili Gemara Navodu Zara Dav Chav Vav, that Apikoyris is Mitzvah Hergoy. You have to be very careful with these things, to be Maimin Be'emes, and even if sometimes the Rishayim will say that it's a Mashal, a famous Jewish Rashba that says V'chol Atzei Yayim Cho Chaf. And the Rashba says that he has no problem believing that Lavoi Hashem will make the trees grow hands and they'll clap their hands. If that's what the pasuk means. He says it's a muchach, it may be a mashal for something else. But if it's true, he'll believe it. He has no problem believing the trees will grow hands. But sometimes you have to be mefarish Chazal as a mashal. It's more mistabe that Chazal meant a mashal. The Rashba was klor matish. If that's what it means, if that's what Chazal Darshan, psik nekuda, the Rashba will believe anything that Chazal Darshan, like we see in our Gemara. says, Nasam by Einav Umes. We find it in other sugyas also. What's this Indian of Nasam by Einav Umes? How could he kill him from being mistakel up? Is there a Ramban as a Sefer Igeris Akkodesh? Yeah. Is there a Ramban? Kafas the Messiah? Yeshem Fakvikim, that's not really the Ramban. Rina Shvi Arishan wrote it, it was an Igeris HaKodesh, where he speaks about Kedushas HaAdam, because it's about the Anagas Benish Le'ishtai, the Kedusha Ba'isa Yin Yanim. As with Teichen Yanim, he explains what's Nasim by Einav Umes in Perek Hay. He says, a person who's always Dovid Bashem in everything that he does, as he has a tremendous Kayach, that his machshava should be miskayim. Speaking about the Kedusha Sa'adam, how he has to watch on his machshavas, as he brings that this Gemara, that you see a tzaddik who feels that a person should be nifter, and he looks at him ki'ilu like he deserves to be nifter, as if you know what a tzaddik is choshev b'libay, if he looks at him, it's miskayim. That's the koyach of tzaddikim, that are tveikim b'Hashem. That's also why they have a koyach of bracha, because being that the David b'Hashem, Hashem makes what they think, what they say should be niskayim. The Rishash asked the shayla, and that the ma'isa was that he didn't believe miyad. Rabbi Yochanan didn't do anything. So he came back and he told Rabbi Yochanan that he saw it in the yam, and then Rabbi Yochanan killed him. Yeah, the Rishash says, why didn't he kill him right away? The Rishash says, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. He didn't know, he didn't believe him. You know, so everyone's sitting in shir, he didn't realize that there's certain people that argue on the shir. It was only afterwards when he came back and he said that because he saw it, he believed it. As then he saw that he was Layem in Meikara. As the Fila Rishash, really the first reg, he didn't believe. He was Mechoyim Yisr, just Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musa wants to learn up different. He says that Bemes, if he heard something and he wasn't Mamin, he wouldn't have been Nenash. You know, could be this person, it was Mufka, it was something he couldn't understand. It's not so terrible. But when he was raw for him in more than a Talmud Chacham, when the Talmud Chacham says it, oh, you could understand it, it's not beyond your comprehension. Just because only a Talmud Chacham says it, then you don't believe it, that was his oynish. Meaning, if it's something beyond comprehension, when he saw it in the yam, he would have said, okay, I obviously made a mistake, I didn't see clear. But if when you see it, then you believe it. That's by a Talmud Chacham, when he says it, it's not, also shouldn't be believed. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to answer the Rishash Shailo. The Gemara then brings Mesive Voylich Eschem Kamimius. He brings a Shailo. What is the claim of Adam? It's Kuf, Matayi Mama. As a Yehuda Amma Kuf, Keneged a Hechel, because Salov. The Goyva of a person is Kuf Amma, Keneged the Hechel, like the Goyva of a Hechel. As the Maral in Derech Chaim, his Pirush and others, Derech Chaim in Perikei Mishnah Chaf Aleph, and in other places, he sees in this Gemara, a Gavaldiga Remez, that what a person is. A person is like a Makam Mikdash. He says that there's three things. There's the person, Ashan is called. There's the person, place, and Zman. The three things that Hashem created in the world. As he says, the most special person is the Adam, who's a Tzaddik. And the most is the Adam Klal Yisrael. Sorry, the most special person is Klal Yisrael. The most special makom is Mikdash in the world. Zeh le'umah zeh, kilu in ad klal yisrael in a person is like the makom emigdash umas the rest of the world. They're both the chi kadosh, the makom of ashrash shchina. That's the reason why koymes adam is ki koymes hamigdash v'lametcha haynu hach. A person is a mikdash mat, and he's masbe with this. The Gemara before on Daf Sadik Beis kol adam sheyesh b'idei akilu bana beis hamigdash b'yamav l'fi zeh, because every person is a mikdash mat. That's why dafka kishyesh b'idei, as he explains. The yichud of Klal Yisrael is where Ruchnius, the person who's nimshach achar is chaymer, is gashmius, is behimius, he loses his suris adam. Like it says that atem kuyim adam, Klal Yisrael kuyim adam, and not goyim. The mele, somebody who's yesh by deya, he lives his life al pi his das, he's doimet to a mikdash. In the Sivis HaTaira, in the Pirish HaMaral, and in Yoni HaTaira, in Perig Yudalit, he adds nocha knech. He says the tafka the migdish is to be mala elam hazel amayla. The midah of kuf is kilo, the highest midah. The migdish was mala the world to the highest, the spitz darga of ruchnias. Asu adin dasa adam. When a person has das, the more das he fills in his life, the more it's mala him and mirayim him to be the spitz, to be kuf ama. So tzira from maralim. Put together and come out that this Indian that Koimis Adam Kehechel is being Miramizas, the Gavaldiga Yisoy, Hechel Hashem Ema, Adam is a Mikdashmat. The Gemara in Tzadik Beis says the way you make yourself into a Mikdashmat is with Das. That's even in the Mikdash itself, the Kodesh Kadoshim was the Aron, the Torah, was the Das Adam, the Das Torah. That's what's Miramim Adam and leave him reach the heights that a person could reach. That's the koima of kufama, the heights that a person could reach in a ruchnistical level. Mara then brings two members on the Talmidei Chachamim. The Rosh Reb Yehuda Reb Simon, Kol Amashu Ponav Al Divrei Torah, Ba'alamaze Dainu, he doesn't take care of his guf, the Mara learns, because he's so masa to the Torah. As a medla, his Torah panav doesn't have that shine like a person who's taken care of, well taken care of, that eats well, takes care of everything. He was muscle called kula to the Torah. As lost at HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavik zivoy la'olam haba, because he didn't take care of his gashmias, he didn't care about his looks, his complexion, and everything. As lost at lavoy, as he was made his gashmias for the Torah, as lasad lavai, when the ruchnias of a person comes out, it's going to be mavik zimboi. He'll have such a beautiful complexion, such a beautiful ziv. Ba'olam haba. Kalamadev atzmai el divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. He's hungry, and he learns. Kodesh Baruch Hu mazbiyai la'olam haba. As kipshutai, the Gemara means that somebody who mamish doesn't have food and learns anyway. By most people, in fact, the ones who are listening to the shir, but they're called, they have a panasa, they have food. What is marav atzmai al taira? As you could say, vayfin zeh, the mashal, you're in the middle of seder, and all of a sudden you get hungry. You're listening to shir and you're hungry. Okay, so you want to go out and chapanash. You have a chavrusa and you're hungry. You want to go out and chap something to eat. That's a little bit of a darga of ma'ariv atzmai, that kilu, it's your time to learn. You'll chap later on. Many times, if you notice, the Yetzer pumps always makes us hungry when we're in the middle of learning. That's also gviser b'china. What you see in both members of the Gemara, that whatever you give up for Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you back. Because you never lose for your mysterious nefesh. Then the Gemara says that asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give mali umsoy shal taiva. The Gemara dance, how could he mali umsoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so big, how could a person be makabel it. As the Gemara says, just like by midas piranias, Hashem gives us the koyach to be makabel, as huadin by midat toifa. As Kodim calls the Gavaldigad Gosha, to feel the Abbas Hashem, how much char is mu'usid l'kol echad ve'echad, that it's not even, we don't even have a clay kibble for it, but Hashem will make us have a clay kibble for it. Arikoysim l'chem bracha, at pulitai, Pashit, the toiv will be so great. That's a spitz, a me'ain of looking into what the char of Olam Haba is. The Gemara brings a raya that to the Goydel Aschar from the Memra. Also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu lit in the Kol Tzadik v'Tzadik Gimel Meis v'Asara Olamis L'Hanchu L'Oyev HaYesh Yesh B'Gmatria Tlos Meya. He asked on him, how come you didn't know this Memra? A little bit about Gosha. My time aloyashkitra be'agalata. There's a time on Abaya that Kinir Abaya was oisig in Abaya of Abayas and Rava kol hazman. As he kilo had a little bit of a time on him. The chilek of Torah is agalata too. Person also has to know agalata. Vinishvi, he asked on him. From Had the Amri b'Mar Rava Mishmei the Rava b'Amari Tzaruch Beer. It's a Mishnah at the end of Uksin. That's why he's asking from Mar Rava Mishmei the Rava b'Amari. Should he ask on Abaye? It's a Mefirsha Mishnah. Say Uksin about Abaye knows. It's Nag Bihude Madura Tinyana and Yeridei Seven Kuf Samachalis is Mafalpul and the Shaili wants to say there's a difference between the Memra in the Mishnah and the Memra over here. And the Melech Shloima in the Mishnah over there has it sad that it was something that was nitoisif on the Mishnayis to be goymer the Mishnayis with the Dovet Toif. Ein Sham the Rayas that he brings is Mpalpel Toif. What's the singing that the Schar is Shai Olomis as the Pirish of Mishnayis Sham is Mazbir that if you take all the Hanois that in Olam Hazeh, which is this world, you take the whole world, every hanah that's possible, and you times it by 310 times, you won't even come to the hanah of Olam Hazeh. That's a mashu, me'ein, of what Olam Haba is. The Mishnah Achreina asks over there in the Mishnah in Uksin that why a kol tzaddik v'tzaddik, everyone gets 310 olamis, everyone gets schar shava. Every tzaddik is different. Some have more mitzvahs, some have less mitzvahs. Why is everyone getting schar shava? Actually, you could be miyashiv. The pasuk says, "Lahanchel oyev ayesh ba'oid zoyseyam imalei." Meaning, the lomis, if you do a shleimus in Taira, you learn sishu sidrei mishnah, you have a shleimus of Taira, you say, 310 olamis of Taira. What'll be in every olam? The male, it's a seyem and male, that could be different. Tzadik that chazes 101 times, he'll be zeicher to much more in his olam. His it's a seyem will be more male. Tzadik who's chazes less, his it's a seyem will be less a male. The reason why it's nirmaz in the word yesh, the schar lo olam haba, as the Pirush HaMishnayis over there says, is that yesh is a mitzias amiti. Olam hazeh degahanos are really, they come and go. They're just for kama regayim, and then they finish. You eat a good meal, a good drink. It's just for kama regayim. Aber eschar lo olam haba is lenetzach nitzachim. As you compare this l'um hazeh, it's a gonish welt, that means yesh. Continues to Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Then the Gemara is Masber, the next chelik of the Mishnah, the next sheet, the Rebbe Kiva, Am Afa Kaire Besvarim Chi Tzaynim. What does it mean, Kara Besifre Chi Tzaynim? As in the Girsa, the Rif, and the Girsa of the Yad Ramah, the Goyres, the Mkoyim Sifrei Tztukim, the Goyres Sifrei Minim. Rashi on the Gemara of Tztukim, Rashi says, Shekoifrin Bekel Chai. And they bring down also with censor. It was supposed to be Minim. And I saw how the Gemara says, bring down what was without the censor. As Bekitzer, it's talking about the Sifrei Minus of the Neitzer. And the Rif says that these Minim, they were Moisif, they were Pirshut Tanach, Lefi Daitam, Veloike Chazal. The Rif was a little bit sosim, but the Yad Ramah is Masber Be'arichos, that it means Elu Sheminu Mishnias, the Neitzer. That they were Pirshut Psukim, Kifi, that it had meanings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Cholilo Kimaros Kosho L'Hoitzi Me'aper, that Hashem has a guf Kifi the Psukim Kipshutai. Now, we know of Adel HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, but they believe in different things that are Kfira. They believe Chas V'Cholilo L'Shniyais. Yeah, we believe that's Kfira. We believe in Emunah Sayichud. Because that's the Sfarim that we're talking about, the Sifrei Minim, the Yad Ramah's Mitzayim, to the Gemara Le'elam Lamed Chesamet Beis. And it brings down Kamin Yonim that they will mefarish the Psukim, Kilu Shaloi Kifiyar Emunah. It's these Sfarim that say Pshatim in Taira, which are not Kifiyar Emunah, not Kifiyar Mesaira, that is Sifrei Minim. You have to be careful. The Rif is Moisef, the Girsa, the Rosh, and the Bach says that's the proper Girsa and the Rif. That Gam Bidvarim HaTovim Shebehem also likrais. This Isser isn't only in the things that they're writing that are Kfira. Even if they write things that aren't Kfira, Pshatim and Psukim that aren't Kfira, Afilu Hachi, it's also likrais. The Ramah brings a very nice Raya, two Rayas in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis to this. It says, the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Elazar was nitvas leminos, as it says, the reason why was he was nenash, that he was nitvas by the goyim for it, is because one time he heard a pshat shel minus, and he was nene, even though that pshat didn't have a minus in it, being that it was from the minim, he was nenash. As you see that even the things that they say that aren't minus mamish, filu hachi, shouldn't be nene for. Aleph, Beis, he brings another raya, the Gemara, Darshan's of Pasik, that you have to be marchik from Sifrei Minim. That's Bukhari Laharchik means, not even to go near them. The Rivash, in Shailas Achuvas, Rivash Shimon Memhei, is for the marchiv on the Indian, and he says that even if a person says he doesn't believe what they're saying anyway, he knows the truth. Of its mashman, the Mishnah Lachod, he's medayik. It doesn't say Hamaimin Bisvara Chitzainim. It says Hakoyre. Yeah. As the Kriya Lechud is enough. She'ein Lechelek La'olam Haba. Biri is Mashma, not that way, but that's what the Rivash is Medayik from the Mishnah. Another Nakuda the Rivash adds is it's not only the Sifrei Minim, but any sefer which has minus in it, even if it's a science book and it has she'olam kadmon, as for shalom, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't bari the olam, it came on its own, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashgiach. These things that are kfira mamish, they lehepuch emuna. You're not allowed to be kairi them. It's mamish sefer minus. Someone said that Israel lahazer. A person shouldn't have the internet, but Ad Kambi does, that Chelek of the Dvarim that you can get on there is different in Yoni Minus they send through. So, everyone has curiosity, of curiosity kills. Meaning Chas V'Shalom, curiosity can be very dangerous. The person has to be very careful, Chas V'Shalom, Lo L'Ayin V'Dvarim Elu, V'Ma'od Mesukan. Zulai to be Meisef, Rabbi Kiva says, HaKoyre Sifrei Minim, that The Yad Ramah brings the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amir Beis. It's one Tana that went off the Derech, meaning there were people that went off the Derech. It happened. But a Tana that went off the Derech, that was a Dover She'enu Matzoi, somebody who reached the Darga of a Tana, then went off the Derech, that was very not Matzoi. Acha was a Tana who went off the Derech. What's the reason why he went off the Derech? The Gemara says two Pshatim. One Pshat we'll see as Hashem in the next Amid on Kuf Aleph. But the second Pshat in the Gemara is that when he got up, they were Sifring Minim that were Nafal Mechekai. Now, you know, the thing that people hide books that they read, it's not a modern thing. In those days, there are people that they hid books under the cover, yeah. Matter said they hide other things under the cover, iPhones, but Dave. But those days it was books. As it was not for Micheka, meaning he tried to hide it, but the Maisa, he looked over there, and that's the reason why he went where he went to. So how you could be Maisa, neat and rishus. Rebbe Kiva was in the Dar of Acher. The male in Bayacher, Rebbe Kiva was the rabbi of. And these were the four people that were Nichnas Lepardes, Kilo, Rikiva, Acha, they were at the same time. As when Rikiva saw what happened to Acha, as could be that was Ma'irim to say this member of the Mishnah, you see the Sakana Agadag even from Ish Gadol when he reads it. Then the Gemara adds that a koyre Rabbi Yosef Amar b'seifa ben Sira nami osa lemikre. As the Papuli Charifta, which is a pirush on bottom of the Rosh, is medayik the lashon of the Gemara that he's yesh loychelik loylam haba. He should have said after a koyre b'seifa ben Sira ain loychelik loylam haba. The lashon is nami osa lemikre. Mashma, that's just the iser, but he's yesh loychelik loylam haba. The tainus chin is mashma. Rashi and the Rambam say, "What's the iser?" Because he's mavid the zman, like the Gemara says later on. That there are things there that have no point to it. You don't learn anything from it. You don't grow from it. The Rambam learns them here. Who are doing other svarim? And a waste of time, like the history stories of Malachim. You absolutely gain nothing from. You shouldn't read. As it's mishum ibid zman, it's a iser, it's bittul tayram, but it's not in lechilek loylam haba. But the Be'er Sheva brings that in the Yushalmi brings that gam hakoyr b'ben sira in lechilek loylam haba. As you could be mazbir al pi the Rama that says yesh bezed dvarim shemevi o adam loyli shayin al Hashem. It's mashma, even Sefer Ben Sira, it's certain things that cause the pagam and emunah b'Hashem, as that would be after Hezber in the Yushalmi. The Be'er Sheva goes that the Bavli is choylik on the Yushalmi anyway, like the Bilpulei Charifta is medayik. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings down one of the things that it says over there, is that a daiga kills people, and it's important to get rid of it, not to have daigas. As it says, we have a pasuk like that also. Shlomo HaMelech Mishlei says, daiga b'lev ish yisichena. As the Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Sif Yud Dalet Ba'ago, it's an interesting suffix. Dainu in the Gemara over is mavur, that if a person has a daiga, tzar in his lave, he's allowed to discuss it with others. As he says, the pashas is mashma, even if the tzar is about other people, where it could run into lashon hara. Hamafilu hachi, it's called a ta'eles, that you're allowed to be misapa lashon hara. K'tuvan, the Chofetz Chaim says, even if it's a heter, you have to be shomer the tnayim of all heter of lashon hara l'ta'eles, you're not allowed to say l'shem sinah, v'chulei. He wants to buy from this pasuk a naya heter that's called a ta'eles, that a person could be misapel lashon hara. as the Lashon of Chafetz Chaim is Efshar. In the Dirshu, Mishneh Berurah, Chafetz Chaim's, they bring down from Rav Nissen Karelitz that he was knocked, that this is a Heter L'maisa. They bring down Rav Shlomo Zalman was matter for a husband to listen to his wife when she has daigas and she wants to tell it over. In the Sefer Chassidim, in Oy Samach Dalid, is mashma also that there is a heter l'shmaya. He says because you're doing the shemaya has a tayalis. By listening to the person, you're able to calm him down. He says you should also try to be mamayit in his cast, you know, listen, I understand it's very hard. Maybe he didn't mean it. Maybe he didn't know. Try to be my gear, the person, if possible. A b'ha'gufa, the fact that someone's listening to him, just gufa calms him down. This heter is only if you're the first person he's telling it to, the first, the second. But if he's making it a habit and he's going around telling everyone, that means he's out to fashmet him, to give him a bad name. As then you're not allowed to listen. In the Dirshu Chafetz Chaim, they bring them from Eliashiv, an interesting sack, that they asked him that sometimes there are groups that get together where they discuss the different saras they went through, and through speaking it through, as with other people, they get chizuk. They said Rabbi Yashiv was mefakfek on this. He said that the ikur tayalis is to speak to someone that is a metapel, someone that could be mechazik you. They say, therefore, you can go to a group and just say over all the lashon hara in the world, the people there that are sitting that aren't mechazik you and aren't helping you, if there would be a heter. Interesting, the quote, yesh lodin v'lidayim v'palpel. Minishvi, you see in the Gemara, the taiga is machlash a person. It could even be machlash a person, that it could be a hariga person. Machlay aleinu, heart attacks. What other things are caused in constant sar and constant daigas that a person have? Even a giba should be gibayrim. Kan is the makom to be mechazik in bitachin. A person that lives with a bitachin, he lives in a different world. He's constantly being mechazik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have the same daigas that another person whose mali daigas has, because he lives with bitachin that are called the avid rachmana latav avid in what happened already. But in the future, he's not worried because Hashem's always there to protect him. Mr. Gemara in the Hemshech says, Al tidik daigas machar brings down shaloyadeyama yilid yaim. About people are so worried about the future. You don't know what will be in the future. People are worried what will be with the children, the grandchildren, their bechulei. They're worried about themselves, what will be in 5 years, in 10 years, and stop worrying about the future. Al tidik daigis macha, live in the present, live in what's now. And another thing, Rabbi Shulman Levi Omar, Ko Yimei Ani Rayim, at the bottom of the Amid, Kufam Bei, Zeshadaita Ksara, Vitaib Le Mishtet Amid, Zeshadaita Rechava. As Rashi explains it in the top of Kufala from Ben Aleph, Shadaita Ksara, Mesim Leliboy, called Divis Chaveroi, Vidoyag Al Masha, Osid Love, Oyo Love. Certain people that they worry about everything. They worry about everything for themselves. And even when someone else tells them, they get worried about everyone else too. Let's call you Indian Royim. They're always suffering. They're worried about this one, they're worried about this one, they're worried about that, they're worried about that. Call you Indian Royim. The Pasha, they don't have a levit. They're always worried. Either he said, Toiv Leib, somebody who has Daita Yechava, in a Mesum Liwe Le Daiga Kol Kach. I know he lives with bitachon. He lives with amunah b'Hashem. It's the biggest schar in olam hazeh for having the midah of bitachon is that you're batuach. You don't have daigus. It saves you from all the worries of this world.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.